聚在主的面前。
Thank the Lord that we once again can gather before our Lord.
很快，一下就是一个月过去了。
And very quickly, a month has gone by.
九月的时候，我跟弟兄姊妹交通啊，启示录的啊七支号。
So back in September, I started sharing with brother and sister about the seven trumpets.
九月的时候，我讲了两篇的道，在座听过的举手，我看看。
So in September, I have two messages in September.
好,
so if you're here, please raise your hands. 所以我们中间大概有
15%的人没有听过。
So I think probably roughly about 15% of you who are here today haven't heard.
那我今天要往下讲，那我必须把曾经讲过的，用一个很简单的复习一下，让听过的人能够你的记忆力想起来。然后没有听过的也大概知道来龙去脉是怎么一回事。
And so for me to continue this message, I would like to do a quick summary of what I shared before so that those who heard before can have a refresher and those who haven't heard before can kind of get a rough idea about what I'm talking about.
我请大家打开启示录圣经最后一卷书。
So let's turn to the last book of the Bible, book of Revelation.
我要请大家打开的是第八章。
Let's turn to chapter 8.
在第八章里面，我们念头两节。
And so we'll read the first two verses in chapter 8.
羔羊揭开第七印的时候，天上寂静，约有二刻。
When the Lamb broke the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
我看见那在神面前的七位天使有七支号赐给他们。
And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them.
因为节省时间，我就不是一节一节念了。
To save time, we won't be reading verse by verse.
但是你可以很快的看过去的话，到第七节就开始有第一支号吹响。
And if you jump to verse 7, that's the first sound of the first trumpet.
然后第二号一直这样吹下去。
And the second trumpet, and then on and on.
到了第九章
and then comes chapter 9.
你可以看到第五号、第六号
and then you see the fifth and the sixth trumpet.
那我要稍微提醒一下的，就是说在第八章结束的时候，就是第四号吹完，要第五号要吹之前。
And so just a quick reminder is that at the end of chapter 8, that's the end of the sound of the fourth trumpet, but the beginning, before the beginning of the fifth trumpet.
约翰告诉我们他看见有一只老鹰。
John told us that he saw an eagle.
这个老鹰有什么特别？
And what's so special about that eagle?
他会讲话。
And it is that the eagle can speak.
他讲什么？
And what did he say?
祸灾，喔喔喔，祸灾，祸灾，祸灾，讲三次。
And it says, wo, 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 three times.
然后就开始第九章的第五号，第六号。
And then starting from chapter 9, the beginning of the fifth trumpet, and on and on.
第五号的时候讲完，他就讲到第一灾过去了。
And so at the end of the fifth trumpet, it says the first calamity had passed.
这是十二节。
So that's verse 12.
然后第六号吹了。
And then the beginning of the sixth trumpet.
那这是第二灾。
And that's the second calamity.
那今天呢，我们要看第十章。
And today we'll read chapter 10.
那也是因为时间很短，那我就跟我的弟兄一节英文，一节中文，这样轮流把它读完。
And to save time, we'll alternate reading from the book, the chapter.
好，我念第一节，我弟兄念第二节。
So chapter verse 1 will be in Chinese, and then next is English. And
我们大家一直跟下来，把这一章读完。
Please follow along until the end of this chapter.
我又看见另有一位大力的天使从天降下，披着云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。
And he had in his hand a little book which was open. He placed his right foot on the sea and his left on the land.
大声呼喊，好像狮子吼叫。呼喊完了，就有七雷发声。
When the seven peals of thunder has spoken, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Seal up the things which the seven peals of thunder has spoken, and do not write them."
我所看见的那脚踏海踏地的天使向天举起右手来
and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, and there will be delay no longer.
但在第七位天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了，正如神所传给他仆人仆人众先知的佳音。
Then the voice which I heard from heaven, I heard again speaking with me and saying, Go take the book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the land.
我就走到那天使那里，对他说，请你把小书卷给我。他对我说，你拿着吃尽了，便叫你肚子发苦，然而在你口中要甜如蜜。
I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and in my mouth it was sweet as honey, and when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter.
天使对我说，你必指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说预言。然后我们就跳到十一章。
And let's skip, jump to chapter 11.
我要读的是十四节。
And verse 14.
念到十八节
until 18,
也是一样，我跟我弟兄轮流读。
And again, we'll alternate reading Chinese and English.
十四节，第二灾祸过去了，第三灾祸快到了。
Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever."
在神面前坐在自己位上的二十四位长老就面伏于地敬拜神说
saying, We give you thanks, O Lord God, the Almighty, who are and who were, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign.
外邦发怒，你的愤怒也临到了，审判死人的时候也到了，你的仆人众先知和众圣徒凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小，得赏赐的时候也到了。你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候，也就到了。好，这是启示录，我们读这么多，我们读一处旧约。
So that concludes our reading from the Book of Revelation. Let's turn to the Old Testament.
以西结书第二章
Book of Ezekiel chapter 2
以西结书第二章
Ezekiel chapter 2
我们要读的是第八节
Verse 8
旧约以西结书
Old Testament Book of Ezekiel
第二章第八节念到第三章的第四节
Chapter 2, verse 8, and we'll read until chapter 3, verse 4.
如果你没有找到，你能不能让隔壁的人帮你翻一翻圣经在哪里？
If you haven't found the place yet, you can ask your neighbor to help you find where that is in the Bible.
因为平常我们很少人读以西结书的。
Because seldomly we read from the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书第二章
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 2.
第八节也是一样，我跟我弟兄轮流来读。
Verse 8. Again, we'll alternate reading between Chinese and English.
这里这个人子就是这本书的作者以西结先知。
And so the Son of Man is the author of this book, Ezekiel, the prophet.
人子啊，要听我对你所说的话，不要悖逆，像那悖逆之家，你要开口吃我所给你的。
Then I looked, and behold, a hand was extended to me, and lo, a scroll was in it.
他将书卷在我面前展开，内外都写着字，其上所写的有哀嚎、叹息、悲痛的话。
Then he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find, eat the scroll, and go speak to the house of Israel.
于是我开口，他就使我吃这书卷
He said to me, Son of man, feed your stomach and fill your body with the scroll which I am giving you. Then I ate it, and it was sweet as honey in my mouth.
他对我说，人子啊，你往以色列家那里去，将我的话对他们讲说。好，我们圣经就读这么多。
So we can conclude our Bible reading here.
九月的时候，我特别用两次讲这个七支号。
So back in September, I used two opportunities to share with you regarding these seven trumpets.
那也很稀奇，我讲第一篇的时候，那个主日刚刚好是一个特别的节日。
And amazingly, the first time when I was sharing that in September, it's also a very special day.
什么节日呢？
And what day was that?
吹角节。
And that was a trumpet day.
犹太人一年有七个节日。
So the Israelites has seven holidays throughout the year.
每一个节日都有它非常重要的属灵意义。
And every single one of those holidays had their very spiritual significance.
所以那一天正好讲这个第八章的时候，就是吹角节的那一天。
And so it so happened when I was sharing on chapter 8, on that day was trumpet day.
第七印开了。
And the seventh seal was opened.
当然，可能我们中间有人都不知道七印来龙去脉。
Of course, probably some of you don't even know what, where the seven seals come from.
因为这本书是这一个作者耶稣的十二个门徒之一的约翰，他在巴摩海岛的时候看见的一个天上的异象。
So this book is written by one of the 12 disciples of our Lord Jesus, his John, and while he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
这个九十多岁的老人家。
So this old man in his 90s.
被当时的皇帝窦米田，罗马的皇帝暴君把他放逐到这个海岛。
And he was exiled to that island by the tyrant of the Roman Empire at the time, to this Patmos Island.
像 你这个老人在这个岛上自然就没命了。
He sent him to this deserted island hoping that the old man would just live out his life and die there on the island.
但是他所侍奉的主向他显现。
But yet the Lord whom John serves appeared to him.
把神在这个末世要做的所有的事情用八个意象向他启示。
And reveal to him what God will do at the end times through eight visions.
第一个意象就是行走在七个金灯台中间的人子，这是第二一章到第三章。
And the first vision is records that the Son of Man shall walk among the seven golden lampstands. So that's the first through the third vision.
那是发生在天上真帐幕里头的圣所，因为在那里有金灯台。
And so that happens in heaven in the tabernacle, for that's where the golden lampstands are situated.
然后到了第四章第五章这样子过来的时候，他就开始进到至圣所了。
And then in fourth and fifth chapter, he entered into a holy of holies.
这是第二个意象，也是我们刚刚开始聚会的时候姐妹带我们念的那一章圣经。
And this is the second vision. This is also the passage that our sister led us through reading in the beginning of our worship.
在这个第二个意象里头，
and in that second vision,
他首先看到的是坐在宝座上的父神。
And the first thing he saw was the Father God who sits upon the throne.
然后他就看见有一个羔羊从地上升上来。
And then what he saw next is that there's this lamb which was risen up from earth to heaven.
来到宝座。
And came before the throne.
这个好像刚刚被杀过的。
And it appeared as if it was just slain.
那么有一个问题在宝座前问出来。
And there was a question which were asked.
那个问题是说谁配从父的手里拿到那个小卷来开这个小卷的印呢？
And the question is, who is worthy of receiving the scroll from the Father's hand and to open the seals?
这个小书卷没有人配，当时在天上在各宇宙中寻找，没有一个人有资格来拿这个小书卷。
And at the time, there were no one who is worthy to take that scroll, whether it's on earth or in heaven or in this universe.
因为这个书卷就是父神的旨意。
for that scroll represent the will of the Father God.
谁可以从父的手中来拿这一个父的旨意来执行，把父的旨意完成在这个宇宙中呢？
So who is worthy of taking the scroll from the hands of Father God and to execute His will listed in the scroll?
这个使徒约翰因为听见没有人配，所以他就放声大哭。
And so John, when he heard that no one was worthy, he started to cry.
啊，正哭的这个很伤心的时候，听见一个声音说：“不要哭，已经找到了。”
And just as he was crying very hard, he heard a voice said, "Don't cry, for one has been found."
谁呀？就是这一个从地上升上来的耶稣基督。
So who was worthy? The one who's worthy is Jesus Christ, who was just risen from earth.
所以耶稣就从父的手中得到这个小卷，他就开始开这个印，有七个印。
And so Jesus took that scroll from the hand of the Father and started opening the seal one by one.
开到第七印的时候
，and when he opened to the seventh seal,
你就看到七支号。
And then you saw the seven trumpets.
对，那么，我就上两个，就是在上两讲的时候，我就解释了。这个第八章第九章这个是什么意思
And so from the two previous messages I shared on what the meaning are in chapter 8 and 9
那如果你还记得的话
And if you still recall
这个七支号
So these seven trumpets
在旧约里面曾经吹过
In the Old Testament it was recorded that these trumpets sounded in the Old Testament
什么时候吹过呢
So when were they sounded
就是约书亚
It's in Joshua
要去攻打耶利哥城的时候
，When he was about to attack the city of Jericho，
在那一个征战的里面
，And in that battle，
他告诉我们，神应许把这一块巴勒斯坦的这个应许之地赐给亚伯拉罕他的子孙。
It tells us that, of course, in the book tells us that God promised Abraham to give the land of the Palestine to the sons of Abraham.
但是他们得打下来。
But however, they have to take it by force.
所以约书亚就带着这一批出埃及的第二代的以色列人。
And so Joshua led these people who came up, who were the second generation from the people who came out of the land of Egypt.
就去打这个耶利哥城。
And so they were about to start attacking the city.
那他们怎么赢的呢
？So how did they get their victory?
就是听神跟他们讲的方法。
They use the way that God told them.
那是全世界最笨的方法。
And that is the just stupidest idea in the whole world.
对，约柜在前面带队。
And so they have the ark leading the group.
后面有祭司在那里吹号。
And after that, there were priests who were blowing the trumpet.
以色列的部队就跟着走。
And then the army of the Israelites then follow.
一天绕一圈。
And so on the first day, they'll surround the city once.
不准讲话。
And then everyone must be silent.
啊，这样子绕一圈就回去了。
And so they circle around the city once, and
then they go back. 第二天再绕一圈。
And second day, same thing, just once, and go back.
这样子绕了六天。
And so they did this for six days.
到第七天。
And then on the seventh day,
绕七圈。
They encircled the city for seven times.
然后一起吼。
And then everybody shouted.
吼完。
And then,
奇迹发生
，and after everyone finished shouting, this miracle happened.
那个高大的城墙就哗嚓全垮掉了
，and this great wall of Jericho came crumbling down.
然后他们就进去，把这个耶利哥城攻占下来，把里面的这个王俘虏起来，杀了该杀的都杀了。
And so the army then proceed go through the broken down wall and then to imprison the king and then kill those who need to be killed.
这就记载在约书亚记里头。
And so all this is recorded in the book of Joshua.
七支号
Seven trumpets.
告诉我们这个故事什么意思
So what's the meaning behind this story?
就告诉我们神让以色列人神的选民得着那个应许之地
So this tells us that God allows his people to receive the promised land.
这个地是在当时是在谁的手里
And so the land at the time were in the hands of who?
在迦南人的手里
It's in the land of the Canaanites
这些都是神的仇敌
So these are all enemies of God
他们都是侍奉偶像的人
These are the people who worship idols
神要借着这一个以色列人的顺服 啊，把这个地打下来。
And so using the obedience of the Israelites, God will want to conquer this land.
他们就可以得着耶和华所应许的产业。
So that they may receive the promised inheritance from God.
这是旧约的历史。
So that's the history of Old Testament.
告诉我们，新约我们也有一个产业等着我们。
And let me tell you this, in the New Testament, we also have an inheritance waiting for us.
基督徒啊，你知道神为你预备了一个属天的产业吗？
Christians, do you know that indeed, our God has also prepared for you a heavenly inheritance?
今天有很多的基督徒说，我不敢想那么多，只要将来能够上天堂，扫地也可以。
And a lot of Christians tell me, I can't think that far. As long as I could go into heaven, even if it means that I shall sweep the street, I'm still happy.
你的这个信心太小了。
If you think that way, your faith is too small.
神出代价用宝血把你买来，你就是到天堂扫扫地。
God paid a heavy price and to purchase you with His blood, and all you wanted was to just sweep the streets in heaven.
这叫做没出息。
Then you're not ambitious enough.
啊，我们的神花了这么大的代价救我们。
Our God spent such paid such a high price to save us.
他有一个荣耀的旨意要我们。跟他一起来完成。
He has this glorious will for us to complete it with him.
他有一个很大的事业，要你我跟他一同有份。
And he has this great works that he wants us to be a part of.
而这个事业要完成的话
，And in order for this work to be complete,
不是做花轿抬进去的。
It's not sitting on these lifts and people lift you into it.
是要一路打进去的。
But rather, it takes fighting, it takes battles to fight your way through.
弟兄姊妹，我们在圣经里面有一个身份叫做基督的什么？精兵啊。
Brother and sister, in this Bible, it describes us, we have this responsibility as the army of Christ.
我们要学的打仗的。
And so we need to learn how to fight.
所以这个时候在启示录讲到七支号的时候，无非就是告诉我们在新约的时代。
And so in the book of Revelation, when it talks about the seventh trumpet, what it really is telling us is this.
神怎么样带我们像当年带以色列人在原则上是一样的。
It shows us that God will lead us in the very same way, at least in principle, as how he led the Israelites in their victory in Jericho.
要借着这个七支号来把仇敌的势力打垮。
And using these seven trumpets, God will use the trumpets to defeat the enemy.
就跟当年用七支号顺服神的话把耶利哥打下来是一样的原则。
Just it's the same principle how in the Old Testament back in the days that people used the seven trumpet, but in accordance to God's will and commandments, they tookthe city of Jericho.
这是九月的时候我跟你们讲。
So that's why I share with you in September.
好，今天我们来第十章。
So now we come to chapter 10.
这个地方是插进来的一段。
So this passage is actually inserted into the middle of this area of thing else.
第六号就是讲到九章的二十一节。九章二十一节。
So the sixth trumpet is in chapter 9, verse 21.
然后第七号又到十一章的十五节。
And then the seventh trumpet only sounded in chapter 11, verse 15.
因为它是整个的七支号，所以你就会发现第九章讲完，照理说第十章应该讲第七号，对不对？
So according to the order of things, you would think that the chapter 10 should be talking about the seventh trumpet.
这样一字一字号按照顺序讲下来吗？
So it should be going in that order.
所以第十章应该是讲第七号的。
So according to that order, chapter 10 should be talking about the seventh trumpet. But then,
第七号一直要等到第十一章的第十五节才讲。
So the seventh trumpet only is being talked about in chapter 11, verse 15.
所以这一段话就是第十章的这段话是插进来的。
And so what's described in chapter 10 is actually inserted in the middle of these two trumpets.
看出来没有？
So you can see that?
那我们就要注意了。
So then we need to pay attention.
为什么神在这里跟我们启示 这七只号的时候，到第六只号的一半插进这第三个意象呢？
So we must pay attention to understand why is it that God would insert the third vision in between the sixth and the seventh trumpet.
你已经昏过去了吗？
Are you already dazed already?
我希望你跟着我的思路走啊。
So if you would follow my thought, way of thinking.
就是说他的第七号还没有讲之前，第六号讲了一半，他就把这件事插进来了。
And so in other words, that before he start talking about the seventh trumpet, right in the middle of talking about the sixth trumpet, he inserted this third vision.
那一定有它的道理，对吧？
So it has to have its meaning and purpose.
那就是说这个第三个意象是非常有特殊的用意在这里的。
So there's a very special purpose for this third vision.
否则的话他直接就讲第七号就好了。
Otherwise he would go on to talk about seven.
但是为要讲第七号之前，他必须把这件第三个意象摆在约翰的面前。
He felt important enough to place the third vision before he started talking about the seven.
所以你就要特别来注意这个意象要讲什么。
So you have to pay attention to what this third vision is about.
对不对？所以在这里有，你如果刚刚注意我们读的这个第十章。
So if you pay attention to the chapter 10 that we just read.
我有三个点要点出来。
I have three key points I want to highlight.
第一个点。
The first point.
谁讲话？
Who was speaking?
第二个点，讲什么？
And what was he talking about?
第三个点。
The third point.
叫这个作者做一件很奇怪的事。
What did they command the author of this book to do? It's a very strange thing.
什么事？
And what is it?
把那个小卷。
That is to roll up this scroll.
从那个讲话的天使手里拿过来。
And to take the scroll from the angel who was talking to him.
然后呢？
And then?
吃。
And eat it.
这都是很奇怪的事，对不对？
It's very strange behavior.
所以这一章第十章，
So in this chapter 10,
短短的十一节里头有三个重点，你要把它找出它的意义何在。
In these short 11 verses, you must find the meaning behind these three important points.
好，这里要发表一个信息告诉约翰。
So here is this message that he wants John to understand.
你看前面从第一章一过来跟约翰讲话的有谁？
So from the very beginning, from chapter 1, who's been talking to John?
有的时候是二十四个长老。
So sometimes it was these 24 elders.
对不对？
That's true.
有的时候是一个天使，一个大力的天使。
And sometimes it's this strong angel.
都是，你注意看，他有的时候是父神讲话。
And sometimes the Father God who speaks.
可是，到了第十章。
Yet comes chapter 10.
谁来跟约翰讲话呢？
Who's talking to John?
他说，我又看见另有一位大力的天使。
He said, I saw another strong angel.
他就有几个重要的形容。
And he has several important descriptions.
你如果仔细的来看的话，
If you pay attention,
我算了一下，七个特点。
I counted there were seven special characteristics.
他要告诉我们这个大力的天使。
And he tells us that this strong angel,
第一，从天降下。
First came down from heaven.
第二，披着云彩。
And clothed with cloud.
第三，头上有红。
And a rainbow was upon his head.
第四，面向日头。
And fourth, his face was
第五,
like the sun.
第五，两脚像火柱。
And fifth, his feet like pillars of fire.
第六，他手里拿着这一个小书卷。
And sixth is that he had in his hand a little book.
最后，他是右脚踏海，左脚踏地。
And lastly is that his right foot on the sea and left foot on the land.
好，现在他这个大力的天使在哪里？
And so where is this strong angel standing?
在地上。
He's now on earth.
或者说在地球上。
Rather,
对不对？
He's on the
一个脚踏地，一个脚踏海。
And so one foot on land, one foot on the sea.
那约翰在哪里？
And where's John at this time?
应该是在巴摩海岛。
So he's on the island Patmos.
对吧？那这位大力天使是谁？
And so who is this strong angel?
你如果好好的把这七个特点读下去，
And if you read carefully these seven characteristics,
你一定
来到一个结论。You have to come to this one conclusion.
这个大力天使非同小可。
This strong angel is definitely someone special.
是谁？
And who is he?
就是耶稣本人。
He is Jesus himself.
你说你怎么知道？
And you may ask, how do you know?
当然你可以从前面第一章一直到第九章你都可以去找。讲到耶稣的那些词汇的时候刚刚的七个点都有的。
Now, of course, you could start, read from the beginning of this book and from chapter 1 and read on, you can find that whenever they describe Jesus, these words have been used among these seven characteristics.
你去发掘它。
If you're interested, you could go and look at the
book
yourself.
但是我只要举一个点你就可以同意跟我应该跟我一样有相同的结论。
But however, I just need to point out one particular point and I'm sure you'll agree with my conclusion.
就是那个小书卷。
And that is that little book.
刚刚我说过。
And I was just telling you,
约翰曾经为那个小书卷大哭一场。
John once cried over this little book.
为什么哭？
Why did he cry?
因为没有人配拿那个小书卷。
For no one's worthy to take that scroll.
后来天使跟他说不要哭。
And then angels told him don't cry.
找到了。
We found someone.
谁可以拿？就是耶稣。
Who was worthy to take that book?
对吧？
No one else but Jesus.
这个有这个小书卷的只有一个人配。
So the one who is worthy to have that little book is
天上有千军万马的天使没有一个配。
There are tens of thousands of angels in heaven, but none of them are worthy.
只有耶稣他配。
Only Jesus himself
is worthy. 所以这个大力的天使拿着这个小书卷当然他不是别人他必须是谁就是耶稣
so the strong angel who's worthy to take the book is no one else but Jesus himself
所以你就知道
so from that you know
耶稣亲自出马来到约翰面前传达这个信息请问重要不重要
so if Jesus himself came down from heaven to deliver this very same message to John
in person
may I ask do you think this is important
重不重要
You think it's important?
必须是非常非常非常加三次非常非常重要才行。
It has to be very, very, very important.
对不对？否则的话，为什么耶稣要亲自出马来讲？他派个天使讲就可以了。
Otherwise, why would Jesus have to come to deliver this message in person?
对不对
？Otherwise, he could have just send an angel to.
这么多天使，随便叫一个，哎，你去，给我跟他传个话。啊，说这是耶稣说的。
So he has so many angels at his disposal, he could just tell any one of them, just go say this to John.
没有，这个太重要了。
This is too important.
是耶稣亲自出马，告诉约翰，你要注意听。
So it's Jesus himself delivered that message and told John to listen.
而这个信息要传达的时候，他说有一个东西叫七雷。
And then when this message was about to deliver, there's this thing called the seven peals of thunder.
但是圣经说什么？
But yet the Bible said,
他本来要记下来。
John was about to record all these seven peals.
但是说你要封上，不可以写出来。
But yet he was commanded to not record this.
也就是说，这是一个奥秘。
In other words, this is a secret.
但是是这个天使要讲的那个内容之一个部分。
It is a mystery, but however, these seven peals of thunder is part of the message that the angel was about to deliver.
你就想到。耶稣当年在地上传道的时候
and then that makes you think that when Jesus was still on earth preaching
你记得就在约翰福音里头
if you recall in book of John
十二章二十八节二十九节
chapter 12 verse 9
第二页
第 chapter 12 verse 28 to 29
这个耶稣对天父说父啊愿你荣耀你的名
and so Jesus saidFather, glorify thy name.
当时就有声音从天上来说：“我已经荣耀我的名，还要再荣耀。”
There came therefore a voice out of heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
那是在福音书里头只有三次，耶稣在地上做工的时候，父在天上跟他讲话。
And so this is only one of the three times when Jesus was still on earth doing his work that the Father spoke from heaven to him.
所以父对子说了这句话我已经荣耀我的名还要再荣耀。
And so the Father said this to his Son, I have both glorified it and will glorify again.
但是旁边的人呢?
And the people inside
二十九节说，站在旁边的众人听见就说打雷喽，打雷喽。
And there were multitude who were there at the time who stood by and heard it, and they were saying they thought it was just thunder.
所以你如果好好去读旧约的圣经也好，新约的圣经，你就会发现，打雷，这是平常人认为是自然现象。
And so if you read whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, you'll realize that when it comes to thunder to the average person, they would think that this is just something, a natural event.
是的。
It is true.
但是
However,
有一种雷
there's a kind of thunder.
是神在说话。
It's actually God speaking.
听不懂的人就是打雷。
To those who do not understand, it's just thunder.
所以我们中国话有一句话说鸭子听雷。
So there's this Chinese saying called the duck,listening to the thunder.
不知所云，只知道哗当很响。
And they're completely clueless as to what's going on. All they know is just this loud noise.
这个气雷就是这个意思。
So that's the meaning of these seven thunders.
耶稣有话要讲，讲给约翰听。
And so that Jesus has words he wants to speak to John.
听不懂的人就是七个雷。
To those who do not understand, all they hear is just seven peals of
thunder. 约翰懂不懂啊？
So does John know what's going on?
He
knows because he was about to write these things down.
耶稣对他说，这是封住的，不要讲。
But yet Jesus told him, these are sealed, do not write them down.
好了，既然如此，我们就不必去打破砂锅问到底耶稣要讲什么。
And so because of that, there's no purpose for us trying to dig in and trying to understand what Jesus is trying to say.
有一次我读到一本书，是一个韩国牧师写的。
There's one time I read this book written by a Korean pastor.
他说他懂气雷是什么。
He said he claims that he understands what the seven peals of thunder represent. Was saying.
好了，重点在这里，他要传达什么信息是我们应大家都应该知道的。
And so here's the important point. What is the message that we should understand?
这位大力的天使主耶稣，他对天举起右手，然后。对天上的神造地上之物的造海中之物的直活到永远永远的启示说一句话。
And so this angel lift up his right hand, and in his right hand is this book, and he said to he revealed to him this one thing.
这一句话是什么？
And that is
不再有时日了，注意小字。
That there will be
delay no more.
And he says that there shall be delay no more.
对不对？不再有时日了。
So、
不再单言了。
There shall be there shall be delay no longer.
就时间到这个时候，事情就发生了。
In other words,Time has come, and these things about to happen.
那只是什么时间呢？
And what time is he referring to?
第七节。
So, verse 7.
在第七位天使吹号发声的时候，神的奥秘就成全了，正如神所传给他仆人众先知的佳音。第七节。
And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lift up his right hand to heaven.And swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and things in it, and the earth and things in it, and the sea and things in it, there shall be delay no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, then the mystery of God is finished.
我们听了一点都不觉得怎么样。
And so,
有什么重要？
It seems like there's no reaction to these ways.
对不对？因为我们不知道神做事的法则。
And so what's so important? And that's the reason because we don't know the principle of how God works.
整个这件事情是七支号。
So all these things that have been described are the seven trumpets.
但是在七支号里头，它的高潮是什么？
But however, the peak of these seven trumpets is,is what?
从这句话里头，高潮是什么？
Is,
第七号。
Is the seventh trumpet.
也就是说神的儿女啊
，In other words, children of God,
把你的耳朵竖起来听。
Open your ears to listen.
他说到第七号的时候
，He said on the seventh trumpet,
没有任何的单言，这个事情一发生 就有大事要完成了。
There shall be delay no longer. So when this happened, great things will happen.
这个时候要发生多少事呢？
And at this time, what kind of things will happen?
他说这叫做神的奥秘，也就是说以前没有启示的。
And he said that these are the mystery of God. In other words, these things were never prophesied before.
到底神在宇宙中到底要做什么？
So what is God up to in this universe?
以前的世界的时候，没有讲。
So it was never talked about before.
一直到现在把它讲出来了。
Until now, and now he reveals it.
是耶稣亲口告诉他的仆人约翰。
And so Jesus himself tells it directly to his servant John.
前面有七个印。
So there were seven seals before.
有七支号
and there were seven trumpets.
后面还有七个碗
and there were seven bowls.
它的最核心
and the central part of all is
在这个意象里面第三个意象里面耶稣亲口说了
and the central point, the key aspect is Jesus himself said in this third vision.
核心是什么
and what that is
第七支号
The seventh trumpet. That's the key.
那它要出现，要发生多少事
？And so, what kind of things will happen?
好，请我们来看。
Let's continue to read.
那就是第十一章，我带你们读的十五节。
And so that's in chapter
十八节。
In chapter 11, verse 15 to 18.
你算算看，一共应该有六件事。
So there should be six events.
哪六件事呢
？Which six events?
先读十五节
Let's read verse 15
第七位天使吹号天上就有大声音说说什么
And the seventh angel sounded And there are loud voices in heaven saying what
世上的国成了我主和主基督的国他要做王直到永永远远
The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord And of his ChristAnd he will reign forever and ever.
那这个地方的重点是什么
And so where is the key point here?
王
Kingdom.
因为在这里他要强调的是谁坐宝座
And because what it emphasized here is who shall be the one who sits upon the throne.
在哪里
Where is it?
这个宝座在哪里
Where is the throne?
地上。
The throne is on earth.
在地上设宝座之前，宝座在哪里？
And before the throne has arrived on earth, where was it?
在天上。
It was in heaven.
对吧？神的宝座是在天上。
The throne of God is in heaven.
地上谁在那里折腾呢？
So who has been busy, doing busy work on earth?
啊，幕后老板是撒旦。
Yes, behind the scenes it is Satan.
台前。
Who's on stage? Who's in front?
啊 ，Putin 呢
？Obama
喽
？Putin, Obama.
你可以算嘛？这个世界上今天有多少的头头们
？You could count how many leaders of this.
有头有脸的人物。
All these people are well known.
对不对
？Right，
幕后都在谁的手里
？Behind the scenes，
撒旦的手里。
Who were they being controlled by？ They were controlled by Satan。
那在地上是许多的国
，so there were many kingdoms。
但是他们的老板只有一个，就是撒旦。
However， they only have one boss， and that is Satan。
对不对
？Right，
那但是折腾了这从亚当一直到今天六千年的时光。
However, from the time of Adam until now, for these 6,000 years,
这六千年的时光基本上自从人类犯罪之后
So in these 6,000 years, ever since man had committed first sin,
这个地就被谁来篡夺了呢
Who had captured the authority on earth?
撒旦魔鬼对吧
Satan had took power.Took the reins of God.
甚至耶稣到地上来传道的时候
so even to a point when Jesus came onto earth to preach
他说了一句很重要的话
He said,
神的儿子显现为要除灭什么魔鬼的作为
And he said a very important thing is that the appearance of Son of God is to defeat the power of Satan.
教导门徒祷告。
So he teaches disciples to pray.
祷告的内容是什么？
And the content of the prayers.
我们在天上的父。
And our Father who art in heaven.
愿人尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的国度降临。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这三个祷告。
So these three prayers.
你的名为圣。
May your name be great.
你的国降临。
And thy kingdom come.
你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
耶稣教门徒你要这样祷告。
And that's how Jesus taught his disciples to pray.
透露神的心是什么？
And so that fruit, those prayers reveal the heart of God.
是什么？
And that is,
神要什么？
What does God want?
他要你我跟他一起配合干一个事业，这个事业叫什么？
He wants both you and I to work with him, to work on this thing, and that is,
什么事？
What is it that he wants us to work with?
让他的国降临在地上。把地上的这一个撒旦的国怎么样推翻嘛？
And that's for his kingdom to come down onto the earth and drive out the power of Satan.
就跟当年神把由以色列人从埃及带出来，然后要他们去打什么那个应许之地啊。
Just as in the same way how God led the people out of the land of Egypt and led them to fight for the promised land.
Hey, 大家清醒清醒。
Please wake up a little bit.
一定要在你的脑袋里面很清楚这个图画。
So this picture must be very clear in your head.
神当年救以色列人不是说你们没事干把我们带出来去逛逛荒四十年在旷野逛逛一圈就拉倒了。
It's not God had nothing better to do than to just lead the Israelite people out of Egypt just so that they could spend 40 years in the wilderness.
每天早上吃点玛纳，就了事了。
And every morning they just eat some manna and that's it for the day.
我们中国话有一句话说，养兵千日，用于一时，对不对？
There's a Chinese saying how you raise an army and spend many time to train them, but it's for that one sole purpose for when you.
我当兵的时候。这个士官长骂我们这些少爷兵叫做大米虫啊。
So as a, when I was in army training, as a recruit, the drill sergeant calls us the we're just we're waste of rations.
只会吃什么也不会。
All we know is just to eat and don't know anything else.
是不是浪费？资源吗？
Isn't it only just a waste of resource?
养我们这些人是要打仗的。
So the purpose of feeding us is so that we can be prepared on the day to go to war.
在新约也是一样。
In the same way, in the New Testament.
神把我们从这个撒旦的权势，从罪恶里面救出来。
God saved us from under the power of Satan.
就天天给你吃喝玩乐。
It's just so that we can eat and be merry every day.
跟世界的人一样。
In the same way as everybody else in the world.
错了。
That's incorrect, that's wrong.
你完全把神救你的恩典看错了。
You are completely misunderstand the purpose of why God saved you.
神花那么大的代价救你救我，他有一个伟大的事业叫做神的国。
And God paid such a heavy price for you and I, for he has this great purpose, this great, the great work, and that is called the kingdom of God.
那在这段话里头，他用的不是神的国这个词汇。
And here, he didn't use the word the kingdom of God.
他叫做基督的国与就是我主和主基督的国。
And the word used is, the phrase used is the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ.
神的国，它的概念是神坐在宝座上。
So the concept of the kingdom of God is that He Himself is on the throne.
这是从永远到永远。
And for it, forever, beginning to eternity.
这是最大的国。
So this is the greatest kingdom, biggest kingdom.
但是现在开始的时候，世上的国成了我主和主基督国，这个是一个特别的国。
So here it says, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ. This is a very special kingdom.
是指的谁坐宝座?
And this points to who sits on the throne.
是指的神的儿子,耶稣坐宝座。
It means that the Son of God, Jesus Christ Himself, sits upon the throne of this kingdom.
而这个宝座是设立在哪里?
And this throne is set up where?
这个地球上。
It's on earth.
神的国,神的宝座设立在哪里?
And as the kingdom of God, where's the throne of God set up?
在三层天。
It's
in, 对吧? So you need to make this thing clear. Now I'm talking about
So you need to be, have a clear understanding between these two things. So right now we're talking about the kingdom that's on earth.
The
kingdom of our Lord that's on earth.
我们这些蒙宝血耶稣宝血拯救的人
So today people like us who are saved by our Lord Jesus' precious blood.
在耶稣的心目中
And in his eyes
我们是来跟他一起干嘛
We come to do what?With him.
打天下的。
We are to fight the world with him.
但是世界上的打是用刀枪枪杆子出政权。
However, the battle and the wars of this on earth is with weapons.
那我们呢?
But for us,
是靠什么打仗?
What do we use as our fighting tool?
哎呦我的妈呀。我们靠什么打仗啊?
What do we use as a fighting to, our weapon?
这是以弗所书第六章讲的全副神的全副军装啊。
And this is in Ephesians chapter 6. What are our,
对吧?
our requirements?
那这个是另外一个题目。
So that's another topic I'm not going into.
我今天要让大家看到的一件事情就是说
But what I want everyone to see today is
你要知道我们是被神叫来做他的精兵的。
Well, I want you to understand that we are being called to be his army.
那有一个重点就是祷告。
And so the very important thing is that prayer.
九月我讲那个事情，我很高兴看到有一个人来参加祷告会了。
And so when I was sharing in September, I'm very happy to see that there's one person who comes to the prayer meeting.
我不知道后来有没有再多一点啊。
I'm not sure if there's more people joining the prayer meeting.
真是失望。
And it's quite disappointing that there aren't more people joining.
我在这边讲这个道不是让你听听就算了。
So I'm here to show you this message, not just so that you could hear and then forget about it.
你我必须是有行动的。
So you and I have to have action.
因为这里的话说得很清楚。
For here it's very clear, the words here.
不再有时日。
There will be delays no longer.
等到第七号一吹，什么事情都搞定。
So when the seventh trumpet sounds, everything's settled.
那我们离那个时间并不远了。
So we are not that far from that time.
对，这是我要让大家有一种时间的感觉。
So I want you to have this understanding about the time.
那我们是有行动的人。
And so we are people of action.
而不是听听就拉倒。
So we're not people just here to hear things.
好，那么，那他这边讲了哪六件大事呢？
So what are the six big things that's
你如果看十七、十八这两节圣经。
So if you look at 17, verse 17 and 18,
你就可以看到第一。你执掌大权做王了，这是第一件事情，要在这个第七号完成。
And the first thing is that, because thou hast taken thy great power and has begun to reign.
对，这第一件。第二件，外邦发怒。
And the nation, the second thing is the nations were enraged.
你想想看，当耶稣要来得到他的宝座在地上。地上的国度愿意吗?
And so think about it. When Jesus come down to earth to get his reign over all these nations, do the existing rulers, are they willing to give up their power?
当然不愿意。
Of course not.
所以他们要起来反对。
So that's why they will rise up against him.
所以这里是有外邦发怒的时间到了。
And that's why the time of the nations to be enraged has
arrived. 第三件事情，你的愤怒也临到了。
But then the third thing is that thy wrath came.
外邦就是不信耶稣的人要反对神。
And so the second thing is that the Gentiles, those who do not believe in God, they were enraged.
但是这个时候恩典结束了。
But then also at that time,
神的审判到了，他就要神的愤怒要临到了。
And so the judgment of God has
对吧？第四件事情，审判死人的时候也到了。
And the fourth thing is that the time came for the dead to be judged.
所有的死人都要接受审判。
And so all the dead shall receive their judgment.
第五件事情
，And fifth things,
你的仆人和众先知、众圣徒，凡敬畏你名的人，连大带小， 得赏赐的时候到。
And the fifth thing is that the time to give their reward to thy bond servants, the prophets.
好不好啊？
Isn't that great?
啊？寥寥无几，真的不太有兴趣。
It seems you guys aren't too excited.
这是跟你跟我有绝对关系的。
So this has everything to do with us.
我们在基督的面前要得赏赐。
So before the Lord, we shall receive our reward.
对吧？
Right?
因为我们在这段时间，如果你好好的跟随羔羊
，So because during this time, if you follow the Lamb,
你为他所有受的苦，所有摆上的代价，他都纪念的。
All the suffering you went through, all the price that you have paid, he will remember.
这个是得赏赐的这件事情。
And so this is regarding the matter of receiving a reward.
也在第七号要完成。
All this shall complete on the seventh trumpet.
最后一个。
Lastly,
你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也就到了。
And lastly is that
destroy.
You destroy those who destroy the earth.
所以今天我们不是说这个环保环保吗？
So hot topic today is just, you know, environmental protection and such.
真正讲环保的是神。
The one who truly protects the environment is God.
为什么？很简单，这是他造的。
The reason is very simple. He's the creator.
我们这些人住在他的土地上。
We are just simply living
on his
land.
浪费他的资源，破坏他的环境。
Wasted his resource, destroy his environment.
那在这里主说，我要算这个账。
Here God said that I will judge those.
所以你就知道，这六件大事都是要发生在第七号。
So you can see that all these six events shall happen at the seventh trumpet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你是站在哪一边？
Where do you stand?
你有两个选择。
You have two choices.
站在魔鬼这一边，或者站在耶稣这一边。
You can either stand on the side of Satan or you can stand on the side of Jesus.
对吧？就是两种选择。
You just have two choices.
我盼望今天我们知道这一个耶稣亲口向我们传达的这个信息，你听见了，你有所反应。
I hope that this message that Jesus Himself delivered in person, you heard this message and you have a response for it.
最后
，and lastly，
就是吃这个小卷
，eating of this little book.
什么意思
？What does it mean？
那我带大家去读了一处圣经，就是旧约的以西结书。
So I read in the book of Ezekiel in the Old Testament.
以西结是旧约的先知，神差派他对那个被掳的以色列人传道。
So Ezekiel was a prophet that God sent to preach message to the Israelites who were enslaved.
Was in captivity.
In captivity.
那他们因为没有听神的话去拜偶像，最后王国被掳。
Because they didn't listen to the word of God, they worshiped idols, and so God allowed their nation to come to ruins, and then they were in captivity.
神就拣选这一个祭司叫做以西结，他圣殿也毁了，他不能做祭司，但是神用他来做先知。
And so God chose this priest Ezekiel because the temple was destroyed, so he can't be a priest anymore. But God chose him as a prophet.
那这个时候你就看见什么叫做先知。
And so now you can see what it means to be a prophet.
先知的重点不是讲预言。
And the important part about prophet is not to prophesize.
我们中文讲先知的时候，我们第一个感觉就是，哦，他会说预言，讲将来的事。
And so in Chinese, when we hear the word prophet, the first thing we react to is think, oh, this person knows how to prophesize, and he knows a few things of the future.
有这个部分。
Yes, that is part of it.
但是那不是重点。
However, that's not the important part.
重点是什么？
The important part is
把神的心讲出来。
Is to reveal the will of God.
因为神要有人替他说话。
For God needs someone to speak for him.
所以在那个时代，神拣选以西结来为他说话。
So in that time, God have chosen Ezekiel to speak.
那什么是先知的职责呢？
And so what is the responsibility of a prophet?
这个意象就说出来了。
And this vision shows this.
他说，我看见有一只手向我伸出来，他的手里有一卷书卷。
And he said, I can see that this hand extends toward me, and in his hand were this book.
这些书卷在我们前展开，里外都写的字。
And it was open, and there were words written in the inside and the outside.
那这些字是讲什么呢？有哀嚎，有叹息，有悲痛的话。
And so, what were these words talking about? So there were these words of lamentations and woes, and such.
是谁的话？
And who were these words?
神的感觉。
So these are
神对他的百姓所要发表的那些话语。
So these are the feelings, the words that God wants to speak to His people.
那怎么能够让这个先知来替神说话呢？
So how is it that this prophet can speak to the Lord?
神说你把这个吃进去。
God told him to eat the book.
对，所以他就吃进去。
And so he took the book in. He ate it.
吃进去的时候，肚里面就很苦。
And so when he ate the book, his stomach became bitter.
但是等他去讲的时候呢，
But yet, when he preached, 就很甜， It's sweet as honey.
所以这是神让以西结有的一个很特别的经历。
And so this is a very special experience that God allowed Ezekiel to experience.
他说，人子啊，你往以色列家那里去，将我的话对他们讲说。
So he said to him, the son of now.
First,
right here. Okay. Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to him.
所以这个是旧约的时候用这个意象来告诉这个先知，你是这样来替我说话。
And so in the Old Testament, this is how he showed the prophet through this vision, is this is how you speak for me.
也就是说，先知要发表神的话，你自己要有那一个神的感觉。
In other words, that in order for, if a prophet is to speak on behalf of God, the prophet himself must have the same feeling as God.
对，这个感觉必须，你跟神必须表同情。
And you must be able to emphasize with God.
然后你去讲的时候，就带着神的感觉发表。
And then when you speak His will, then you speak with His feeling as well.
旧约是如此。
That is the way in the Old Testament.
新约还是如此。
And it's still the same way.
所以你就可以看到，在第十章的最后一个部分，就是叫约翰把这个小卷吃进去。
And so that's why when it comes to the end of chapter 10, in the same way, God, Jesus asked John to eat the little book.
也是吃进去的时候，肚子里面很苦，讲出来的时候很甜。
It's also in the same way when he had in the book, in his stomach it's bitter, but yet when he speaks of the words, it's sweet as honey.
这就是叫做先知的职事。
And that is the meaning of the duties of a prophet.
今天我们要为耶稣做见证，在这个时代。
And today, in this time, in this world, we shall be we are a testimony to our Lord Jesus.
为神做神的出口。
And we are His mouth.
你必须把神的话在你的生命中吃进来。
And in order to do that, you must take His word.Into our lives.
让他的话成为你的生命，成为你的经历。
So that his word can become your life and your experience.
不是从这本参考书抄一段，从那本参考书抄一段，然后讲故事一样讲给你们听。
And it's not that you took a section from this reference book and then another section from that reference book and then tell people as if it's a story.
那个没有用。
That's useless.
必须是你生命的经历。
It has to be experiences.
所以今天弟兄姊妹，我们做基督徒，从你得救到今天，你是每天一帆风顺，还是坎坷无比
？So, dear brothers and sisters, as Christians, ever since you become believer, has your life been smooth sailing all the way, or has it been many challenges?
我相信，如果你是一个正常的基督徒
，I believe that if you're a normal Christian,
你会发现做基督徒命很苦啊。
You discover that as a Christian, your life has just become all that much harder.
你有失业的危机。
You face encounter the danger of losing your job.
你有疾病的危机。
You're still facing the
你有家庭的危机。
Becoming sick, falling sick, and your family problems.
你有事业的危机。
And your problems at work.
有很多的事情你想都没有想到。
And there are so many things that you haven't even thought about.
你以为做基督徒就是天天被神祝福，想 有吃有喝，这个有求必应。
Do you think that as Christians that it's smooth sailing for you each and every day that you pray and then immediately it's God will respond to your prayer?
不是这么回事。
That's not the case.
你会发现，在这个生命的路程中，有很多的眼泪。
You'll discover that on this path of life, you will have many tears.
有很多的时候心都碎了。
And there are many times when your hearts are broken.
有的时候连前途是什么都没有了。
And to a time you don't even know what the future holds for you.
对人失望，对自己也失望。
You're disappointed with others. You're disappointed with yourself.
你觉得，哎呀，我做基督徒好像很多的不幸，早知道不幸。
And you may even think that if this is what being a Christian is like, I might as well not become a believer in the first place.
这是你不懂神。
This is because you do not know God.
这是叫做化妆的祝福。
These are blessing in disguise.
因为从苦难中你学跟神交往。
For in these trials and tribulations, you learn to have communion with God.
罗马书说得很好。
The book of Romans wrote as well.
我们若与他一同受苦。
For if we suffer with him,
将来就要与他一同得荣耀。
And we shall receive glory with him in the future.
在我们服事的里头。
And in our services,
你经过火的试验，
if you have went through the test of fire,
你就会同情那些跟你有相同难处的人。
And you will have empathy with the people who are also suffering.
你会感谢主。
And you will thank God for it.
好，我想这就是我这第十章要耶稣要传达的话。
I think that this is the message that Jesus wants to talk about in chapter 10.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
时候快到了。
The time is near.
你告诉我们，第七号一吹，一切都要完成了。
You tell us that when the seventh trumpet sounds, everything will be done.
神的奥秘就实现了。
And the mystery of God shall be revealed.
主啊，那是何等宝贵的时刻。
Lord, what a precious moment that will be.
主啊，但愿我们有一个渴望。
And we pray that we have this longing.
不管今天我们在什么样的状态里头。
Regardless of what kind of situation we are in today.
主，我们相信你在训练你的军队。
We believe that you are training your army.
你要我们与你同工。
You want us to co-work with you.
你要我们与你一起配合。
You want us to work together with you.
你怎么样率领当年把耶利哥的城打垮。
And in the same way how you have led your people to defeat and cause the fall of the wall of the city of Jericho.
今天你也要让那个撒旦高大的营垒一样可以打垮。
And in the same way you will also defeat the stronghold of Satan.
主啊，因为你是得胜的神。
For you are the victorious God.
今天我们是小信的人。
So we are people of little faith.
我们只想到我们自己的事。
We only think about our own things.
我们很少想到你的事。
And seldom do we think about your matters, your things.
主，求你开我们的眼睛。
Please open our eyes.
开我们的心胸。
Open our hearts.
让我们做一个与你表同情的人。
So that we can be someone who can emphasize with your cause.
主啊，让我们能够像约翰一样，像以西结一样。
So that we can be like John and be like Ezekiel.
在这个黑暗的时代，为耶稣做见证。
And in this dark times, be a testimony to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够打美好的仗。
And to fight that wonderful fight.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
愿你得到你当得的荣耀。
May you receive the glory that's due to you.
我们得到你要赏给我们的奖赏与产业。
And we shall receive the reward and the inheritance that you give to us.
听我们的祷告。
Let's hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.